digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Tony, someone just dropped off a dead body infected with a virus. Based on the autopsy, by the end of the first week, 9% of Los Angeles County will be infected.
That's over a million people.
We want the release of Ramon Salazar. If you refuse to comply, the virus will be unleashed.
Jack, you know Salazar better than anybody else here. Who do you think we're dealing with?
Without a doubt, his brother. Hector was next in command. He went underground the second Ramon was taken into custody.
Have you made the call to the FBI?
Yes, I did.
What about our boy?
I'm watching him now.
What are you into here, man? Are you selling dope?
This guy paid me $5,000 to bring some coke over the border. I did that last night. Today I drop it off, I get another $5,000.
When did FBI get this call?
About 20 minutes ago.
And we don't know who we're dealing with.
It was a scrambled voice on an open line.
Do we cancel the debate?
They are discussing whether or not we should stay in Los Angeles.
Chase, no day is a good day. We said that we would tell him if we were still together after 2 months. It's almost 3. Why don't we just tell him and get it over with?
Listen, Jack.
You were under with Salazar for 6 months. I know what they did to you.
You look like hell.
Concerned about you, Jack. The things you did to get me here, I wouldn't wish on anyone.
Jack is about to shoot up on heroin. He fights it, squirts the heroin onto the floor, and angrily flings the syringe into the corner of the room.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. As Jack sits at his desk, the syringe torments him from the corner of the room. He crawls across the carpet and begins to pick up the scattered contents of the medical kit, dumping them in the bin. He stubs the syringe needle, then bins it. Among the debris, he finds a vial of heroin, full and intact. He recovers the medical kit, places the vial inside and snaps it shut, clutching it close to him like a child's security blanket. Tony and the team brief Wayne Palmer via video conference link.
The president's not going to make any decisions until he knows what we're dealing with, so give me all the parameters, Tony.
Well, basically what we have here is a terrorist demand. Someone close to Ramon Salazar, we're guessing his brother Hector, is demanding his release. If we don't comply, he's threatening to initiate an outbreak of a very deadly, fast-acting virus.
How do we know if these people are really in possession of it?
Well, Wayne, I've got Dr. Sunny Macer on the line. She's technical director of National Health Services. I'll let her address that.
Mr. Palmer, about an hour ago, a dead body was anonymously delivered to our office. It was infected with a type 3 pneumonic virus deliberately introduced into its system. This virus kills within 24 hours of exposure, and there's no known antidote or vaccine. What's particularly disturbing is how fast it spreads. Take a look. As you can see, it's latent for several hours, but once the symptoms present, it consumes the host rapidly.
Our office will be sending you preliminary projections of casualties in case something like this should be unleashed.
And Wayne, I gotta tell you, it's pretty bleak.
I don't understand this. I mean, I thought we knew what biological threats were out there. Now, how do we find ourselves up against the wall so suddenly with something that isn't even on our radar?
This is a strain we've never seen. The autopsy is confirming that someone has engineered this virus to kill 10 times faster than its ordinary genotypes.
Okay, I see.
Sir, I can't underscore enough how potentially devastating it would be if this virus were released by terrorists.
Given this information, what options will the president be looking at?
It's the unwavering policy of the United States to stand firm against any terrorist demands. Now, I know the president, Tony. He will not free Salazar, no matter what the threat.
All right, then we can't waste any time on standard protocol today. We've been given 5 hours to comply. If we're gonna find these people and stop this threat, then CTU has to have every possible resource at its disposal.
You'll have it.
All right. Now, if we have nothing else to discuss, I'd like to get my team back to work.
Understood.
Thank you.
Bauer?
Dad, it's me.
What, Kim?
Adam and I just found something on Goss. We're working it up now. We should have an address for you pretty soon.
Okay, good work.
And, Dad, remember, I wanted to talk to you.
Why, is something wrong?
No, I was just wondering if I could come up for a few minutes. Something personal.
Sweetheart, right now's not a good time. As soon as I've got a moment, I'll come down, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
They're getting close to Goss.
You didn't shoot up, did you?
What?
You think you can hide it from me?
I'm not trying to hide it from you. I'm trying to quit.
Okay, people don't just quit, Jack.
I've been tapering off. Okay, now it's time to stop.
Doesn't look like it's time. All right, today is not a good day for you to be needing a fix.
Why don't you go work with Chloe and see if you can pin down a location on Hector Salazar?
What's wrong with the methadone program?
Okay, it takes a little time, but it works.
I am not going on record with this addiction. Do you understand me? Okay, so right now, you're the only person who knows about it. It's gonna stay that way.
Okay, this is nothing to be ashamed of. You did this in the line of duty. Doing junk was the only way you could get close to Salazar. Nobody's gonna knock you for that.
I know what I did, Chase. This conversation's over. Let's just get back to work.
Yeah.
2:05, and as Jack places a file near Chloe's desk, Chloe taps on her computer.
Chase?
What?
I was just looking at playback of the health services briefing.
What about it?
The government's not going to let this happen, are they? I mean, Salazar's just one person, no matter how bad he is.
Forget all that, Chloe. We need to operate under our orders, and that is to find the carrier of this virus.
Find the carrier in the next 4 hours. Come on, Chase, that's not likely, is it?
Not if we sit here and debate it. Weren't you supposed to find a modified list of Goss associates?
Kim's bringing it up now.
Great. Then go over the autopsy report. See if there's anything they overlooked.
Fine.
End of part one. Part two. 2:07, Kim approaches Chase's desk.
Here are the files on Goss.
I heard you talking to your dad when I was in his office. Why do you want to tell him today?
Because it's not a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, okay? Not only do I work for him, but I'm also a field agent. It's the last thing he wants for his daughter.
How do you know that?
I know. Okay, I mean, he talks about things. About how he's never there for you or your mom. Okay, he doesn't believe a field agent can have a relationship outside of work.
Well, did you ever stop to think that maybe it would make him happy? That his daughter's found someone she loves?
Look, I love you too. Okay, I just don't think today is a good day.
Chase, I need you to copy me on that list.
Chase implores Kim with his eyes. But it's a standoff.
Okay, what's this column keyed off in?
That's family and that's legal.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I understand. I just want you to cross-reference those files with our Latin American files. Yes, I want all the names printed out. Okay, just get that intel over to my office, thanks.
She sees her father and decides to head into his office.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart.
You all right?
Yeah. Why, what's going on?
Chase said you were really stressed out.
Stressed? What do you mean, stressed?
You know. Salazar and the terrorist threat.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we're going to get it under control. We just got a lot of work to do.
Listen, can I talk to you now?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Come on in. Take a seat.
Jack closes his door. Chase hands a file to Chloe and hovers anxiously nearby.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, after all we've been through, I find it very difficult to keep things from you.
Okay, what's up?
Chase and I have been going out for a while, and it's starting to get serious.
He shoots Chase a glance through the glass partition.
I
I think he wanted to be the one to tell you, but he was worried that it would cause a problem between you two.
I see. How long have the two of you been seeing each other?
3 months. I really care for him, Dad. So what do you think?
I don't know what I think. I'm really surprised. And I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted with everything that's going on today. Right
now, I know, but forget it. I just had to let you know.
No, I'm glad you told me.
He watches her go, lowering his head, heavy with concern. Chase stands with folded arms by Chloe's desk.
Told him.
What'd he say?
Nothing.
Jack observes them together. 2:11.
Dessler.
Michelle, it's Sunny. I think I found something that might be helpful to you guys.
What's that? Pathology found something odd in Goss's system. We found an unmetabolized virus particle. I'll skip the technobabble. Bottom line, it looks like the virus was delivered in a crystalline form. I mean, maybe what you're looking for is a white powder.
So it would look like a bag of cocaine or heroin?
Yeah, that may even be the strategy. Someone thinks they're selling a bag of coke when in fact they're handling the virus.
Kyle, I'm not going to do it. Okay, I don't care how much you pay me, it's stealing drugs.
You're my best friend. Come on, you gotta come through for me here.
You should have talked to me before you went down to Mexico and bought a bag of coke.
I'm not asking you to do anything but wait in the car, all right? I'll make the delivery.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna go with you.
Fine. Yeah.
Kyle, it's Zach.
Zach, hey, what's up?
We need to talk.
Hold on a second, man.
Who's Zach?
It's nobody.
Yeah, what's with you guys today? Everything's a secret.
He's got family stuff going on.
What's going on, man?
You tell me. You got the powder?
Yeah, of course I do. What time you want me to drop it off?
Tonight. Come by around 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30, yeah. Like, can we just go over one more time, like, how this whole thing's gonna go down?
Go over what? You drop off the coke, I give you the money. Is that too much for you to handle?
No. No, wow, that's totally cool, man.
It better be.
Kyle looks worried, but distracts himself with his shapely peroxide girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.
2:17. Jack at CTU.
Yeah.
Jack, it's Michelle. We've got a last known address on David Goss, the infected body that was dropped off at health services.
How recent?
2 months.
Okay, have LAPD send over a perimeter team. Tell them hands off until Chase and I get there.
Got it.
Chase, let's go. We're on.
Get an address?
Yep.
Michelle to an operative.
Make sure they understand. They are not to go in until Jack gets there, okay?
Hey, Peter just told me you got an address on Goss.
Yeah, I'm bringing it over to Jack now.
You sure there's nothing more recent?
We could spend another hour looking, but there's no guarantee we'll find anything better.
Yeah, well, we don't have an hour to waste, do we? All right, look, put transmitters on Jack and Chase. I want to be analyzing all their interactions so we can work it up in real time, right?
Okay.
Jack and Chase select weapons from a metal cabinet.
Jack.
What do you got?
This is everything we have on Goss. Here's the address where he was arrested for dealing.
How recent?
2 months ago. It's all in the file. You can check it on the way.
Good.
Medical kit. Health services has put it together for you.
Thanks, baby.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Let's go, Chase.
2:19, Jack and Chase head down an exterior ramp towards his four track.
We're gonna have to wait till we get there to see what the setup is. LAPD is locking it down now.
Look, I know Kim told you about us. I was gonna tell you myself, I just couldn't find the right time. I thought you should know. It's getting serious.
That's what she said.
Jack piles the bag of weapons and a pump-action shotgun into his car and hurries over to Goss's place. Meanwhile, at Los Angeles University of Southern California...
What did CTU have to say?
That it could be a very dangerous situation. Amanda sent me a breakdown of what could happen if this virus is released, and it's not good.
Give CTU carte blanche. Whatever they need, make sure they get it.
I did.
We should cancel the debate.
What?
It's a mistake to continue prepping for tonight while there's an imminent bioterrorist threat against this country.
First of all, we don't know that it's imminent, David. And you know just as well as I do that we get threats every day.
Not like this one. They said the body was infected with a weaponized virus.
Okay, let's say you're right. What do you really think you could do if you put your full attention on it?
I just want to make sure that you're not advising me out of fear that my image will suffer if we cancel.
Oh, no, it will suffer. But I still think the best thing to do is to proceed as planned and respond when we have more information. Keeler's here. Come on, let's go this way.
Don't worry, Wayne. John.
Mr. President, you didn't have to come all the way down here just to welcome me.
Well, it's no trouble.
I spoke with your old friend Jacob Weiss yesterday at a fundraiser.
You stopped in South Dakota?
Just for dinner.
How's he feeling?
Better. Much better. He's even playing a few rounds of golf.
That's him. Well, I don't want to keep you, John. I know you have a lot of last-minute cramming to do if you want to survive this debate.
I won't argue with you there, Mr. President. Your research staff, compliments of the taxpayers, outnumbers mine 3-1. I actually have to do some of the shoe leather myself.
Touché.
I'll see you inside, sir.
You certainly will. Wayne, we're ready.
I'll give you a call, all right?
Wayne breaks his covert conversation with Keeler's aide.
Who are you talking to him about?
I think we may have an opportunity.
What kind of opportunity?
Not now, after.
2:22. And as the four-track speeds through Los Angeles, the atmosphere is tense.
I'm sorry if you think I'm not good enough for your daughter. Okay, but I can't help the way I feel.
Chase, why do you think I put Kim at CTU? Behind a desk working a computer. So I could keep an eye on her, make sure she's safe. Not so she could start dating some field agent.
Safe. You know, you're talking about her like she's 12 years old. She's a grown woman.
Damn it, Chase, you've seen what this job can do to you. You've seen what it's done to me. It's ruined every relationship I've ever had.
That's you, Jack.
No! No, it's the job!
I don't think so.
You don't think so? What the hell do you know? My wife died because of this job. I almost lost Kim, too. I'm not gonna let that happen again. I will do everything I have to protect her. Do you understand me? Everything. Damn it, Chase, you cannot have a normal life and do this job at the same time.
So you're saying I shouldn't have a relationship with anyone?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And especially with my daughter. Miss Bauer.
Jack, it's Luis.
What's up?
You tell me. I tried to move Salazar back to solitary, but there was a lock on it from division. What's that all about?
I can't tell you right now.
Jack, the bastard murdered his attorney right in front of us.
What the hell is Division doing protecting him?
They're not protecting him.
Then what?
I can't get into it right now.
Can't go into it? You're not the only one who gave up a chunk of his life to put this guy away. I need to be in the loop, Jack. Jack?
This information doesn't go anywhere after you hang up the phone.
What?
Salazar might walk.
Walk? What are you talking about?
Look, I don't think it's going to get to that. But someone on the outside's got a lot of leverage.
Who?
I think it's his brother, Hector.
I don't believe this.
Just hang tight. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
You're right.
You better start thinking about what we're going to do when we get there. We'll talk about this later.
Fine.
Over at Downey Prison, District Attorney Luis Anderson considers his options.
Open the door. Let's go.
2:24. Luis pounds along a corridor of barred cells towards prisoner Ramon Salazar.
Over 12.
The automated door of cell A12 rolls back, and two guards manhandle Salazar, pinning him against the bars with a truncheon.
Step forward.
Let's go.
Boom. I gotta say.
Luis, ¿ya has encontrado nuevo abogado ya?
No, I haven't found you a new lawyer. How about an execution date?
Ooh, someone's not happy.
What do you know, Ramon?
About?
Luis nods a command to one of the guards who jabs Salazar in the stomach with his truncheon.
Talk to me. Talk to you about what?
What is your slimeball brother trying to do?
Hector, have you heard from him? How is he? His birthday's coming up next week. I don't even know what to get him.
You keep talking trash, man. You're not going anywhere.
Maybe not, but let me assure you of one thing. If something does happen, and I am unexpectedly allowed to go free, I have no doubt that you'll come looking for me. Especially after the death of your wife, Elise. And your two boys, what are their names? Tomas and Luis Jr.?
Luis grabs at his throat. 2:26. End of part two. 2:30.
You expect a follow-up phone call from the terrorists?
No.
So basically, there's nothing new to report to the president.
Well, not till I hear from Bauer. He's following up in the Gosley right now.
All right, Tony. Thanks.
So if you'll excuse me, until this evening's debate.
Thank you, Mr. Thank President. You. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for all of your questions. Senator Keith.
That went well.
Yes, it did. So what's the latest?
Nothing yet. CTU's working their leads, trying to figure out who dropped off the dead body.
But we still don't know who's behind this threat.
No, they're still speculating that it's Salazar's brother, Hector. What they don't know is if it's a bluff staged to release Salazar.
Well, how can it be a bluff? The virus has been confirmed.
Yes, but dropping off a dead body is one thing, David. Being able to infect an entire city, that's something different.
All right. I guess we'll know soon enough.
Okay.
Hey, wait. You spoke earlier about an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure that's something we need to discuss right now.
Which means whatever it is fell through. Or you know I'm not going to like it, so you're proceeding without me.
No, that's not it. I just think that because of this threat, I don't want to divert your attention.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time. What is it?
Keeler's playbook. What if I can get us a copy?
What exactly do you mean by playbook?
His entire prep for tonight's debate. How he's going to answer the questions, what issues he's going to try and trip you up on. Everything.
And how would we get it?
You don't need to know the details.
I'm surprised.
By what?
The question. You know there's no way on earth that I would ever agree to this.
David, I'm not talking about pulling a sherry and stealing it. Now, it may just drop in our laps, and if it does, why shouldn't we look at it?
Wayne, you are not in the private sector anymore. You have to get used to how my administration works.
And I'm just trying to give your administration 4 more years. That's how you want it.
That's how I want it.
Michelle takes off her ring in the ladies' restroom.
Hey,
Hey, Kim, you all caught up?
Pretty much. I just have to refresh the data on my dad's panel.
Great.
Can I ask you a question about you and Tony?
Me and Tony what?
I don't know. I was just wondering, is it a problem working with your husband in the same office?
No, it's not a problem. Why do you ask?
It's not a big deal.
No, it's okay. We have a minute.
Well, I've been dating Chase, and I don't think my dad's too happy about it.
Was he? Well, look, I'm sure your dad's just trying to protect you, but ultimately, it's just between you and Chase.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let me know when you finish those panels, okay?
Sure.
As Kim stays to check her hair in the mirror, Michelle bumps into Tony.
Hey. Analysis just called. They determined that if Hector Salazar is orchestrating this bio threat, he's probably operating out of northern Mexico, so we're going to need a list of his properties down there.
Chloe's working on that. She's going through the brief files that Jack turned in after the bust.
All right, I'll talk to her. Also, fire up all our contacts down there just in case Hector was stupid enough to show his face in the last couple of days, all right?
Okay.
2:35, and Hector calls Gail from his ranch at Las Nieves in northern Mexico.
Is the boy still in place?
Yeah.
Any president has been informed?
Yeah, and he's not canceling the debate.
He's got some cojones, I'll give him that. Let's see what kind of tough guy he is when he's a couple of million lives in the line.
Solo quiero lo mejor para ti. Y no quiero preocuparme.
Next to a horse enclosure, Claudia argues with her father.
Soy suficiente grande para hacer mis propias decisiones.
Claudia! What's going on?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Don't tell me nothing. Why you argue with your father?
Please, Hector. It doesn't matter. He's not happy with how I live my life.
He doesn't like you being with me. Oriol!
Sí, señor.
You think your daughter's too good for me? Of course not, sir.
Don't raise your voice to your father ever again.
She slaps him back.
Claudia, no!
My father is my concern, not yours.
Hector seizes her by the arm as she leaves and pulls her toward him. He looks her in the eye, smiles like a crocodile, then kisses her hungrily. Her father fixes his eyes on the ground.
Good. Now that's settled. Tell Lucia to prepare supper. We eat early tonight.
Claudia wipes her mouth with her hand and regards her disapproving father.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Almeida.
Tony, it's Chloe. I just got off the phone with Jack. They just arrived.
All right. Is there a problem?
Jack's not going to use the transmitters.
Why not?
He says it would take too long to wire them up.
Whatever. Look, your running point from his side? Any information he digs up, I want it right away. You got it?
Okay, you don't have to yell.
No one's yelling, Chloe. Look, we got a body infected with a deadly virus. Somehow we have to tie it to Salazar in the next 3 hours. Right now, Jack's location is our only lead. So I need you to keep me up to the minute. Understood?
I already said okay.
Good. You can get on it.
2:38. Downtown, Jack and Chase approach an abandoned high-rise building.
Detective Fisher?
Yeah, you Bauer?
Yeah, it's my partner, Chase Edmonds. What's the activity?
No one's gone in or out since we got here. How's the inside layout? Probably 30 people total, spread out in all floors. The apartment, yes, the cases, the corner one there on the third floor. You didn't go in there, right? Our orders were to stand down till you got here.
Good.
How much backup you want?
None. Right now, I want your men just to cover the exits.
None. There's 30 scumbags in here.
Yeah, we don't want to set off any alarms. Two of us can sneak in without a fight.
You sure about that?
Yep. Keep this open on channel 1. We'll let you know when we want you to come in. You ready?
Let's go.
You got it?
They cock their pistols and enter the building. As they make their way along a dilapidated corridor, the adjoining rooms swirl in a haze of drugs. A bombed-out junkie, no older than Kim, sits in a fog injecting heroin into her foot with a syringe that pricks between her varnished toes. As they continue past some stairs, an Hispanic man appears from one of the doors.
This area's not open to the public.
Just take it easy, sport. We're not here to take anybody down. Just want a little information.
Chase pins him against the wall as Jack covers him with his automatic, then checks out the rooms down the corridor. One is locked from the inside.
Jack, come on! Go, Chase!
Jack kicks down the door.
Come.
Chase darts behind an upturned table and shoots one of the two gunmen dead. His blood trails down the wall.
Reloading! Chase, we got a runner!
Jack hounds the fugitive gunman deeper into what seems like a deserted hotel. As he rounds the corner, the man disappears. Jack sidles down a stairway to the floor below and peers from behind the relative safety of a window partition. Then takes cover against an elaborately gilded plaster pillar. Just as he advances forward, the man runs across the hallway and fires. The bullet ricochets off the pillar. Furious, Jack pursues him with a vengeance along a landing, firing continually at the man as he runs. Finally, a bullet hits the runner in the leg. He crumples in agony down some stairs, losing his grip on his gun. It's Zack.
Don't even think about it.
I'm clean. You got nothing on me.
Shut up, stupid. You just fired at a federal agent. You better start talking to me, or I will let you bleed to death right here on this landing. Chase! I got him, we're down here!
Hey, Fisher, we're good. We got our suspect.
Who is David Goss?
Goss is a dealer. I score from him sometimes.
Hell, not anymore. He's dead.
Okay, he's dead.
Don't be a smartass. Who is his supplier?
Who is his supplier?
Chase?
He treads on the wound.
He works at a Tijuana!
Horatio's one of Salazar's mid-level distributors.
You doing business with him?
I'm supposed to call him tonight. Horatio wanted me to find a mule. Someone clean without a record.
What for?
He wanted to move a small bag of coke across the border. It didn't make any sense to me.
Why not?
He paid 10 grand to bring it up. Coke isn't even worth that much.
Where's the bag of coke now?
The guy who brought it across still has it.
What's his name?
His name is Kyle. Kyle Singer.
Sorry, Helen, but you really aren't giving me any of the details.
What is this?
It's a final notice. You don't pay the rent by tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I'm calling city services, and they start the eviction process.
Oh, Don, don't do this. No, please. I'm going to have it in a couple of days.
Can't be caring.
2:46. Kyle lifts some cash from an envelope in his sports bag, watched by his naked girlfriend who sits on the bed.
Kyle.
How much y'all, Ma?
Stay out of this.
How much?
$1,800. But then don't you worry about it, because your father is going to talk to Uncle Sanford.
The girlfriend slips her swim clothes back on. She investigates Kyle's sports bag and slides back the plastic floor piece to discover the bag of cocaine.
Hey, 1800, right?
Here.
From now on, if you have a problem, talk to me and my dad. Okay?
Leave my mom out of it. I expect a receipt in the mailbox.
Having paid off the landlord, he climbs the steps back to his mother, who leans against the balcony wall, cradling a bag of groceries.
Where did you get that money?
It doesn't matter, okay? We needed it. I got it.
Can I have everybody's attention, please? Everyone should be working up the name Kyle Singer. All right, I want point sheets from department heads on my desk in the next 5 minutes. Everything there is to know about Kyle Singer, I want it. Where he lives, where he works, and most importantly, where he's likely to be right now. Also, keep an open channel to field ops so that Chloe can forward anything that comes in back to Jack. All right, let's go.
2:48. End of part three. 2:53.
What are you doing?
Narrowing the search space.
I can't believe you're this stupid, Kyle. So this is how you're gonna help your family? By dealing drugs?
I'm not dealing them. It's stupid delivery. All right, and it's quick money, which my folks need right now.
Well, where are they gonna get the money to bail you out of jail, Kyle?
Okay, you're right. You're stupid, all right? I know that. But I did it. I'm in this now. I'm in the middle of this. Look, I'm gonna make this delivery tonight, all right? And I promise it's gonna be over, I promise you.
I'm not waiting until tonight, it's over now.
What are you talking about?
I can't be with someone who does stuff like this. I'm sorry.
Oh, Linda!
Oh,
Linda, please.
Over, Are you going to tell me what's going on?
We just had a little disagreement, that's all.
Where did you get the money to pay Don?
Mom, forget about it, please.
What's your dad going to say when he finds out? He's not going to take forget about it as an answer.
I don't know.
2:55. And Palmer meets Anne in a wood-paneled dining room.
Would you excuse us, please?
David.
Yes.
Sorry, Anne, our schedule's been way off today.
No, I thought you weren't able to join me for lunch, so...
I'm not. I only have a couple of minutes. I'm having your security level upgraded. I'm gonna need your advice today.
What's going on?
What do you know about type 3 pneumonic viruses?
Not a lot. They're fairly new. As far as I know, there are several strains. Most of them are fast-acting, and all are deadly.
Someone's threatening to release a virus here in L.A.
Oh, God.
I need you to talk to a Dr. Sonny Macer at National Health Services.
Yeah, I know Sonny, but David, if you think there's a remote possibility that this thing is for real, you need to get out of Los Angeles.
That's not possible. The debate is in a little over 2 hours.
No, don't tell me about the debate. You're talking about an outbreak here in this city. This isn't something the Secret Service can protect you against.
I know. And we are prepared to leave if the situation warrants it. But right now, I need you to talk to Dr. Sonny Macer and learn everything you can about this thing. That's okay. It's all right.
They embrace.
Yes.
Your brother would like to speak with you, sir.
We'll send him in.
He's downstairs. He requests that you come see him.
Come see him?
Yes, sir. He has something to show you down there.
You go ahead. I'm going to call Sonny.
See you later.
Jack at the scene.
No, I'm going to check that out myself. Chase is bringing the suspect in to CTU. I want you to set up a white room for him now. I need you to take Parker down to CTU.
About Kyle Singer?
I'm going to take care of Singer. I want you to take care of Parker.
Anybody can take him back to CTU and set him up. I'm going with you to get Singer.
No, you're not.
Why are you trying to get rid of me?
I'm not trying to get rid of you. I still think that Parker's got more information. I want you to get it out of him.
This is about Kim? Are you punishing me for dating your daughter?
Listen to me. If that kid's walking around with a bag of cocaine that's got the virus in it, he doesn't know it. I need to find him and stop him from putting him into circulation.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I want to help you.
Well, you can't. It's too dangerous.
Too dangerous?
You can't have it both ways, Chase. My daughter loves you. You want to be with her? And I have to stop putting you in harm's way.
Kidding, right?
Take Parker to CTU. That's an order.
Jack drives off, leaving Chase dumbfounded. .258, and Palmer joins his brother in the briefing room.
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
All right, same number.
Excuse us for a minute.
What is it, Wayne?
He slides a file across the table.
Don't be angry, David, but I got a copy of Keeler's playbook.
Damn it, I told you to drop that.
You just listen to me. If you don't want to use it, then don't. But there is something you need to see.
There's nothing I need to see.
It's about Anne.
Keeler's too smart to play the race card or the girlfriend card.
It's neither one of those, which is why I'm bringing this to you. It's something that we didn't know about her. Something that, if true, could... David, it could damage all of us. Just take a look at it.
Palmer returns to the briefing table. His hand hovers in indecision above the file. The brothers in power stare each other out, calculating their next move. Meanwhile, Anne waits in the dining room. Ramon Salazar has moved to an isolation unit, and Kyle ponders the bag of cocaine, likely to kill 9% of the city population within a week. Hector calls Gale in the surveillance room.
Yeah.
Give me an update.
Kyle's still in his house.
What about the package?
It's with him.
In Ramon?
Just waiting to come home.
Good.
Gale taps some codes into the computer system. And one by one, the monitors trip back onto their normal surveillance settings. He pushes a button on the wall and walks through heavy metal security doors that lead to the main floor of a familiar workplace. The nerve center of CTU.
Gail, there you are. Chloe's been looking for you.
Where is she?
She's in IT.
All right.
...3 p.m. The end.